His contributions were enormous, his leadership of inestimable value. With Marx Georgette and their child here with us today, Rabbi Jim Rudin will conduct a memorial service. He will be followed by Bob Jacobs, who chaired the Inter-Religious Affairs Commission from 1979 to 1983. Bob will pay tribute to Mark. Jim.
Thank you, Bruce. This is the first Board of Governors meeting since Mark's death. All of us encountered Mark over the years on both a personal and professional level. For Judith Banky, for me, it was an extremely close relationship, as it was for Judith. Over the years, we spent many hours with Mark in this very room. Many, many hours, meetings, conferences, consultations. On July the 3rd, at the age of 66, the AJC lost its Inter-Religious and International Affairs Director Emeritus and its consultant, but we also lost one of the pioneers in the field that we, the American Jewish Committee, take so seriously, building bridges between Jews and people of other religions. We are very pleased that Mark's wife, Georgette, and their son, who was just born on August 24th at 5:25 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, which was the very day that the hurricane hit Miami, but thank God here in New York there was no hurricane. And we're very thrilled and honored that Joshua is here. And joining Georgette are also members of her family. Bob Jacobs served, as Bruce said, as the chair from 79 to 83, which were the last years that Mark served as Inter-Religious Affairs Director before moving over to International Relations. And it is, as someone once said in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, altogether fitting and proper that Bob Jacobs deliver a memorial to Mark, and then we will conclude with the saying of the Kaddish prayer. Bob Jacobs.
Jim, thank you very much. As I've said, I did serve with Mark as the lay chair of Inter-Religious Affairs for 4 years. And what a department it was that Mark had built up. Jim Rudin didn't say it, but Jim was there. Judy Banky was there. Rita Resnick had been with Mark for many, many years as a secretary and more than secretary. And they accomplished so much. And it was such a thrill and a privilege to work with them, and above all, to work with Mark. From a layperson's point of view, it was a learning process, and it was a challenge, and it was a thrill. It was a time when the religious right was rising up again, and Mark taught so much to me and to others about the various elements that made up those beliefs. We learned about the various Christian denominations. He took people like myself that really didn't have an understanding of theology or the Christian denominations and explained everything, laid it out as clearly as could be. I walked out of there, I know, learning what eschatology meant and millenarianism and a few other words that I had never heard of before. He taught and he knew people. He taught everyone, he taught about things. It was an exciting time. Mark knew cardinals, he knew bishops, he dealt with Billy Graham. We all know the dealings he had at Vatican II, what a magnificent job he did. He dealt with religious leaders at all times. And there were good times. There were some good things to remember as well. I remember Rita and I used to comment, we had no idea where Mark would be from day to day. And we decided that 1 year we were going to put a beeper in his heel so that we'd have some idea of what city at least Mark was in, if not the exact location. And he was an amazing man in terms of his ability to do things. I remember one occasion when the Pope was here, it was in the early 1980s, and there was a service in St. Patrick's Cathedral. And Mark, of course, was invited as the premier Jewish representative to attend that, an honor he richly deserved. And I happened to be in New York that day, and Mark said, come on, we'll go over to St. Patrick's together. I said, well, Mark, I don't have a ticket. You can't get past the first Secret Service person there, let alone into the church itself without it. He says, come with me. We took a piece of paper. He waved a piece of paper in the air and said, this man's with me. And somehow or other, I ended up there on the equivalent of the BEMA with Mark. I'm not sure how it happened. No one checked credentials, because when Mark Tannenbaum said, this person belongs there, that person belonged there. They were wonderful times. He also gave lay people like myself and all of you an opportunity to carry out the programs and the beliefs of the American Jewish Committee. Whether it was at Oberammergau in 1980 in Germany, when all of a sudden it turned out this man spoke fluent German. No one had any idea that he did. Whether it was dealing in Catholic relations, whether it was getting beyond the purely Jewish aspects of it into world problems such as the boat people, this man permitted us to do that which we are here for, to carry out our programs and to do that which we think is right, and he did it in a way that was sharing with the lay people. There were no limits on his interests. He really put our program into effect, and he represented the true sharing of responsibility and of opportunity between lay people and staff people here at the American Jewish Committee, and we are ever indebted to him for that. He has left a legacy on a personal basis, Georgette and Mark, young Mark, Joshua Mark. On a professional basis, he has left a legacy of a sea change in Jewish-Christian relations which couldn't have happened without him. And I will speak personally, on a personal basis, he was, in the truest sense of the word, a rabbi, a teacher. And for that, I, for one, will forevermore be indebted to him, to his memory, and I think all of us here share in that. And Georgette, we will never forget him.
Once on an airplane flying back from the South in turbulence, Mark and I were together, and his favorite motto that many of you know, and that's the one I think we would like to remember, he said, Jim, let's make a difference. Let's make our time count. Let's make our efforts count. Let's look at the hardest job in interreligious relations, and let's really make a difference. And because there was so much that he did in Christian-Jewish relations, he believed that the American Jewish Committee should be at the forefront and not being passive, not standing idly by, but making sure that this organization that he served with such distinguished honor over three decades, let's really make a difference. I would ask you now to stand. And let the floodgates of memory open wide, those of us who knew and worked with Mark Tannenbaum over the years. Wander through our hearts as we remember him, making a difference wherever he went. And in that spirit of memory, let us say that prayer which has echoed through centuries of Jewish life and has linked the living with the dead, the past, the present, and the future together. As we who knew him the best, his organization, we now say, V'yitgadal v'yitgadash shmei rabah, v'olma divra kirutei v'yamlech malchutei, v'chayei chon v'yomei chon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agolah v'izman k'kariv v'imru, amen. Yehei shmei rabah mevarach l'olam olmei olmayah, Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpar v'yitromam v'yitnasei. V'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yithalal shmei tefudusho v'rikhu. V'elol min kol v'yachata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nachamata. Damiran v'alma v'imru. Amen. Yehei shalom rabba min shemaya v'chayim. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru. Amen. Ose shalom v'imromav. Huya ase shalom aleinu. Al kol Yisrael v'imru, amen. And we pray that God, who is full of mercy and compassion, will grant perfect peace and rest to our friend and our colleague, Rabbi Mark Tannenbaum, and let us with faith, with friendship and love say, amen. Amen. Please be seated.